So, Jordan Taylor, out of everyone in your life, who has impacted it the most?
I would say that my mom impacted it the most. I also think that the absence of a father figure had affected it a lot. And I think that my mom really stepped up to be more of a mom and a dad. And that really affected me because I feel like I'm a better person today because of it. And the harder things that you have to go through, it only affects you more as a person because you've been through, you know, difficult times, and that makes it, you know, that makes you stronger. Because I was able to, you know, like overcome that situation. It was very hard and it was very difficult, but you know, like in the end, I feel like I have come out as a better person, and that it is, you know, further progressed my ability to overcome obstacles that are thrown at me.
Yeah, your mom sounds like a pretty awesome person. Can you like describe her? Not physically, but like, I guess her personality.
How would you even bring up?
Yeah.
My mom is a very intelligent human being, but she's also a very blunt person. She's really like, I don't know, she's gonna tell you what she feels is right, which is usually right, unless she's wrong, but 99% of the time she's right. She gives you her blunt, honest opinion, which sometimes it really makes you want to go crazy because she's so right all the time. But at the same time, you know, she gives very good advice, and I think that that's where I have learned how to give others, you know, good advice in their situations. And I feel like her bluntness and her honesty and truth, and you know, she's just a very good, kind-hearted person, but she's not afraid to tell you the truth. I think that you know, her kindness and her ability to tell the truth has really like influenced me, and it kind of carries on through me, and I think that that's why I am the person I am today. So she's very much affected you know, like the way I view some situations and how I address the problem at hand.
Do you think that having your mom play both parts, like both roles, do you think that has had a positive effect on her, or do you think it's like stressed her out?
On her?
Yeah, on her.
I think that it has very much stressed her out, but I think that any parent, you know, be it a mom or a dad, regardless of which role they're playing, is stressed out throughout parenthood. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, I would say sometimes it's probably enjoyable and sometimes it's not. There's always ups and downs for whatever you do. And I think that, you know, for the most part, she was probably a little bit of both. You know, it's not easy having to compensate for, you know, like the lack of, you know, a parent, and she was very good at being able to you know, still teach me some of the things, you know, like a father would have taught his son. And I think that's really probably what has made me who I am today. And I think that, you know, with like, I've had to learn some things, you know, that you know, obviously like some moms like don't know, but like she's very, very expanded in her range of knowledge. You know, she was prior military. She was very familiar with things that guys need to do, and very familiar with, you know, like the typical guy things to do. So like, you know, fixing up cars and you know, doing stuff like that. She really got me, you know, hooked onto that. And I think that, you know, her stress has paid off in the long run.
Do you think that her military background has affected the way she parents you guys?
Oh, absolutely. She's very strict, but not to the point where it's like, you know, like a hovering parent, but because she knows that she raised me better than to be, you know, someone who does a lot of, you know, like makes a lot of bad decisions. I think that she kind of shaped my like view of how to deal with things, and I think that she
And she was very much, not I wouldn't say by the book, but very strict, and she was not afraid to give you, you know, like her honest opinion, her the truth. You know, she would, you know, she doesn't like sugarcoating things. She gives you, you know, the cold hard facts. If you're doing something stupid that you shouldn't be doing, she'll tell you, hey, you're doing something stupid that you shouldn't be doing. And, you know, she won't say, hey, you shouldn't do this. She will say either A, you're not doing it, or B, go ahead and do it and then see what happens. And then don't come back to me saying that I didn't warn you, because, you know, I did.
Do you think that your mom's decision to join the military is affecting your decision to, like, would you have joined the military still if your mom hadn't?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I don't, you know, without, you know, like, prior knowledge of, you know, like, what you can do in the military, and, you know, like, I don't know, her view of the world has very, I think, you know, like, it, without a person that shapes, you know, like, who you are, you're just going to be yourself. And I think that, you know, without her being who she is because the military has made her who she is today, I don't think that, I mean, I do think that she would have been somewhat like that, but I think that, you know, being in the military has really taught her how to see through, you know, like, lies. And I think that it has taught me to be a more honest and kind person, because I know that, like, that's how she is. And I know that that's what she taught me. And I think that, you know, the values of the military have almost, like, you know, been instilled into me before I've already been in. So, like, I think that she really, trained those in me before I was actually in. And that's why I seek to be in the military, because I want to, you know, like, further instill those values into myself. And I think that that's, I don't think that probably would have happened had she not been in the military. I think that her way of, you know, like, disciplining me has been very, very, I wouldn't say similar, but very, like, very reflective of, like, military values and things like that.
Do you have any, like, specific stories to tell to portray your mom's personality?
I have a lot of stories, but I think the best moment that I've ever had with her, or not, maybe not the best moment, but, like, the funniest moment with her, or, like, where it just shows her character. She's a very determined, hardworking lady. She doesn't usually take sick days unless it's for something that's for myself or my brother. I think that, you know, like, she doesn't take off sick days because she's sick. She takes them off because she's trying to attend to our needs. And I think she's a very determined person, a very determined human being. And I think my best story of her was when my mom has had six hip replacements, three ankle surgeries, and she's had her heart procedure done, and I think she's getting ready to have an Achilles procedure done. And after her most recent hip replacement, she had actually came straight to my football game because she didn't want to miss it. And she was, like, literally fresh out of the hospital. Like, the only reason she had, like, normal clothes on was because somebody had brought her, like, a hoodie and a sweatshirt and some pants. And, she was, like, literally just out of the hospital, and she still managed to come and see my football game. And I think that that just shows, you know, like, the compassion and I think it just shows that, like, how determined she is to be there for other people that she loves, you know. And I think that it's not, you know, what happens to you. It's what happens, you know, like, if they don't see you, you know what I mean? And I think that she wanted to really, you know, say, like, hey, like, I'm here for you, like, no matter what, you know. And that's really, like, one of the first moments where I was like, you know, my mom is BADASS. I think that was probably one of the first moments where I was like, okay, mom, I see you.
So if you could say one more thing to your mom, like, not like because she was going to die, just because, like, you were going to have to go away to college or something, what do you think you would say to put into words, just, like, say goodbye?
I don't know. We don't really, like, you know, sometimes it's not a literal emotional connection between us. I think that we know that, you know, like, my mom's always told me, like, to be, you know, like, compassionate and to, like, to really care about people. And I think that we're both strong believers in that. You need to show, like, love and appreciation for the people that you care about. And I don't think that I would have to really say anything, like, a lot. Like, maybe I would just tell her that I love her before I left. And I think that she knows that, like, you know, I care about her a lot, and she knows that I would do anything for her in a heartbeat. You know, nothing, no triple or double think about it. You know what I mean? I create words, but, you know, like, I'm being 100% honest. Like, that just shows, you know, how much she's taught me to care about the people that you're trying to, you know, protect and how you love someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, shows a really beautiful relationship between you and your mom. A lot of people, I bet, really want that, but, like, it's awesome that you have it. It's rare, so take care of it.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people lack, you know, parental support, and I think that my mom knows that, and that's why our relationship today is so strong, because she knows that, you know, a lot of other people weren't there for her. And I think that she always said, you know, like, when I was doing this or that, you know, my parents weren't there for me. And she would always be like, I want to be there for you, and you know, I never had anybody when I was doing this or that, and I want to be there for you. So she really, she kind of learned from maybe not the absence of a parental figure, because I know my grandpa, her dad, was a very big part in her life, as well as mine. And I know that she really cared about him a lot, but it was just that when she was growing up, it was very different, or maybe not very different. Actually, probably the same situation I'm going through, except maybe the opposite. I think that has affected me, and she's really, like, an amazing person, and she really cares about everybody, you know, until somebody gives them a reason not to. She's always been a very kind-hearted person, and she's always been a big believer in, you know, don't stop being who you are just because someone is going to, you know, like, hurt you or hurt your feelings, because there will be those people that you know, that do that, and they break your trust, and people suck.
Yep.
And she really showed me that, you know, no matter what happens, you have to be you at the end of the day, because you will be the only person who can be there for yourself at the end of the day. You cannot trust other people, because, you know, other people suck. And you know, sometimes you do find those people that, you know, you can say, hey, like, you know, like, you're my friend, I'm your friend, like, I trust you, you know, and that's good, and it's always good to have that. But, you know, sometimes people won't be there for you. And I think that she taught me that, she taught me that I need to be happy by myself before I can have other people in. You know, I think that she has taught me that, you know, before I invite other people into my life, I need to make sure that I'm happy with that decision, and that I know that I can trust that person. And I think that she's really, you know, I totally forgot what I was saying, but, yeah, I think that, you know, my mom has really, you know, shown me how to be a good person and care about other people. And she also was very truthful in that, she told me about how some people you can't trust everybody, and you can't let everybody in your life, because some people will just screw it up, and they won't want what's good for you.
So, closing, so you could say that your mom has very much shaped you to be the way, or the person you are today, and made you a pretty good person.
Yeah. I would agree 100% with that. She was pretty much the biggest factor in who I am today.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Yeah, me too.
Your mom's a pretty awesome person.
My mom's pretty great.
All right.